早晨好。
I hope you have had a good week.
我希望大家上个星期都很好。
And we are continuing in the Apostles' Creed.
我们继续来学习使徒信经。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you that you sent our Son into our world.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你差遣你的儿子到我们的世间来。
Left to ourselves, we had no hope.
如果就是靠我们自己，我们是完全没有盼望的。
But you loved us.
但是你爱了我们。
Thank you for your love.
我们为你的爱感谢你。
And as we study today, would you help us to see...Again, the beauty of your sacrifice for us.
当我们来学习的时候，求你再次帮助我们看到你的牺牲的这种伟大和这种美善。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's begin by...Just reviewing the Apostles' Creed.
我们再次来复习使徒信经。
We began a few weeks ago with the articles about the Father. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
我们上两个星期讲到说使徒信经开始是我信上帝全能的父创造天地的主。
Then we began to look at what it says about Jesus.
然后下边就讲到使徒信经是如何来描述耶稣的。
In Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, tells us that he was truly God.
神的独生子告诉我们说，这里告诉我们他是神。
Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary.
因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生。
And that tells us that he was fully human.
这里告诉我们他就是完全的人。
And so those two, I told you, in Jesus, we see God. We see the Father.
我们讲过就是我们透过耶稣在耶稣身上我们看到神我们知道神是什么样的。
If you want to know what the Father is like, you look at the Son.
如果你想要知道说父神是像什么样的你就去看儿子就好了。
And then the last 2 weeks, we saw that in Jesus, we see humanity, what we are supposed to be.
然后呢，上两个星期我们来看到说，在耶稣身上我们看到真正的完全完美的人类应该是怎么样的。
Now we are moving to the third article about Jesus.
现在我们讲的来学习他讲到耶稣的第三点。
Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried.
在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架，受死埋葬。
And what we're going to be looking at today is the fifth of the great truths from the Creed. We have salvation through Jesus' atoning death.
然后这次我们讲的是第五个真理就是我们通过耶稣代赎之死得到救恩。
Now, just before class, Sister Leigh and I were talking about the translation of a word.
在上课之前呢，麦牧师跟我在问他一个关于这个翻译一个词的翻译的问题。
And it's a very important word, and so I want to take just a moment about it, because it expresses very much what I want you to understand today.
它是一个非常重要的词呢，我就想花一点时间来讲，因为这个就是我们今天讲的一个跟核心的相关的。
There are many people who, if you said to them, did Jesus die for our sins, they would say yes.
那很多人你问他说耶稣是为我们的罪死了吗他们会说是的。
And then as you talk to them, they would say, we are saved by his death and by what we do.
然后你再继续的跟他们谈，你就发现他们会说，我们得救是在于他为我们所，他的，是因为他的死和我们自己所做的。
In the first century, there were those who said, Jesus' death plus the law provides salvation.
在一世纪初期的时候，那当时教会里面就有人说，就是耶稣的死加上我们的行为，我们的工作等于救恩，提供了救恩。
All sufficient means it's enough.
这个完全充足，完全足够，他的意思就是这个绝对是够了。
I am saved through Jesus' atoning death plus nothing else.
我们通过耶稣的代赎之死加上什么，就没有任何附加条件，我得到了救恩。
Now, the New Testament makes clear we must have faith.
新约很清楚的告诉我们，我们需要有信心。
We live as obedient disciples.
我们是就是顺服的一个门徒，这样顺服的生活。
But all of that comes in response to his death.
这一切呢，都是对他这个代赎之死的回应。
His death is all sufficient.
他的死是完全足够的。
So today we're going to look a bit at what we believe as Christians about his death.
然后今天我们来讲，作为基督徒，我们对他的死是怎么相信的。
And I want to start by reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们先来看使徒哥林多前书第一章。
I've put a couple of the verses on the screen, but I actually want to read a little before that.
虽然我现在放的是22、23节，但是我要从再早一前几节开始。
Verse 18 says, The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
And that verse is going to kind of be the theme that we're looking at today.
那就是我们今天所看的主题。
And then when we jump down to 22, for the Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom.
跳到22节，犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧。
But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles.
我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
24, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
For the foolishness of God is wiser than men.
因为神的愚拙总比人智慧。
And the weakness of God is stronger than men.
神的软弱总比人强壮。
I'm putting a picture up that expresses this idea.
然后我这里有一幅图片，就是表达了这个观念。
Now, this is, if you're not used to looking at old art, this may look like just a child scribbling on some paper.
如果你没有习惯看这个很古老的这个艺术作品，那猛一看呢，这个好像就是一个小孩在纸上随便乱画的。
This is actually the earliest picture that we have found of a crucifixion.
这是我们所能找到的这个人类历史上最早的关于这个就是十字架这种酷刑的这样一个图片，一个。
This is a piece it's called a graffito, a drawing on a wall.
这是好像是在那个墙上的一种图画，一种画。
And if you go to Rome, you can see this. It's in one of the museums there.
然后呢，你如果去罗马，你可以在一个博物馆里看到这些画。
It comes from about 200 AD.
这个图呢，大概是公元200年的时候的作品。
It's called the Alexmenos Graffito. That doesn't matter.
这就是它有个名字。
If you can see up at the top, do you see the crucified figure?
你如果看这个，你可以看到那个被钉十字架的那个图像吗？那个形象吗？
I'm not sure if there's a way for me to draw on that or not.
Yes.
Can you see it?
Yeah, we can see that. Okay. If you can see the drawing, you can. That's fine.
And then to the left is a person who is worshiping.
然后呢，在左边呢，你可以看到有一个人他在从敬拜。
I think
it's Dr. McQueen.
Crucified figure. And here is the person worshiping.
这是一个就是可以你可以看它画出来了。这个是一个被钉十字架的这样一个形象。这个是在敬拜他的。
And the words that are written below say, Alex worships his God.
然后在下边呢这个上面就有一些字他写的就是这个 Alex 在敬拜他的神。
Now, the reason I spend the time to show you that art is this.
我之所以花时间向你展示这幅艺术作品。
Look again at the figure on the cross.
你再仔细的来看在这个十字架上的这个形象。
It is the body of a man.
它是一个人的身体。
It is the head of a donkey.
但是那个头呢却是驴的头。
Some unbeliever drew this to mock a Christian's worship.
这是不信主的人呢他画这幅作品这个图是为了来嘲笑基督徒的。
Mocking a man by the name of Alexmenos.
他在嘲笑这个叫 Alex 的人。
And shows him bowing down before a donkey and a man. A figure who is a donkey and man, part donkey, part man, on a cross.
他在说这个 Alex 这个人在敬拜一个挂在十字架上的一个驴头人身的这样一个形象一个神。
Now, I'll tell you, the first time I saw this, I thought it was, and I still think it's horrible.
当我第一次看到这个的时候我真的觉得太可怕了。
I almost wouldn't even put it on the PowerPoint.
我甚至就是不想把它放在这里。
A picture of Jesus as a donkey.
把耶稣的形象描绘成一个驴的形象。
But I want you to see this because here is what the artist is saying.
我想让你看到是因为画这幅画的人他要表达的是
How can Christians worship a criminal who was crucified?
基督徒怎么可以敬拜一个被钉十字架的罪犯呢囚犯呢
saying, That is so foolish.
说真的那个是很愚拙
Why would anyone do that?
怎么会有人这样的呢
It's like worshiping a donkey.
就像好像拜一头驴似的。
Paul says, the cross is folly to the Gentiles.
保罗说十字架对外邦人来讲就是这个愚拙。就是
The first thing that you must understand as we look at Jesus' death is this.
第一件你看当我们来看耶稣的死的时候你要记住的就是
It was horrible.
那真的是那个死亡是很残忍的很可怕的。
We have become very accustomed to nice polished crosses in our churches.
我们已经很习惯这个就是很好的然后这种已经被修饰过的这个在教会里看到的这个十字架。
We even put them as on necklaces or on pins for decoration.
我们甚至把它们放在这个领带或者这个胸针上作为一种装饰品。
No one in the early church would have done that.
早期的教会没有人会这样做。
In fact, the cross did not become a symbol of Christianity until after they were no longer using crucifixion.
只有在这个他们已经 很久就是不再用不再有这个十字架这种刑罚的时候之后这个十字架呢才成为一种象征基督信仰的一个标志。
In the early church, the fish was a symbol of the cross, of Christianity.
在早期的教会这个基督信仰的象征是一条鱼。
Not the cross.
而不是十字架。
You see, they had seen crucifixions.
因为他们真的是目睹过这个十字架这个钉十字架这种刑罚。
They knew how terrible the pain was.
他们知道那个有多痛苦。
Often it would take a person 2 days to die.
有经常是至少要两天这个这个囚犯才会死。
The only way to breathe on the cross was to pull yourself up.
唯一就是你在十字架上能够呼吸的方式就是你要让自己呢能够把自己给撑起来。
And each time a person pulled themselves up, it pulled on the nails that went through the wrist.
每次他把自己撑起来的时候呢，他的那个钉十字架那个手腕的那个地方呢，就会撕裂。
Finally, a person would become too weak to pull themselves up.
到最后呢，这个人已经太虚弱，他就没有办法自把自己撑起来呼吸。
It was a very painful, terrible death.
那是一个非常痛苦的一个缓慢的一个可怕的死刑。
But it was also, and what I want to emphasize today is it was a very shameful death.
我今天还是要强调的就是一个非常令人令人羞辱人的一个刑罚。
I like to read history.
我喜欢阅读历史。
And often in history, you will read about some famous person who died a very heroic death.
通常在历史上会有一些很著名的人，人物，他们是死一种很可怕的一种死亡。
In American history, for instance.
比如说在美国历史中。
We often will tell children history class about a man by the name of Nathan Hale.
我们通常会讲这个叫纳森·黑尔的故事给小孩子讲到提到他。
And when Nathan Hale died, his last words were, "I am sorry that I only have one life to give for my country."
这个 Nathan 他在被处死之前，他有一句很著名的一个说法，他一个遗言，他说我唯一遗憾的就是我只有一条生命可以奉献给我的祖国。
A death like that might be painful, but it is also honorable.
他的那个死亡呢，虽然是很痛苦的，但是却是一个大家很就是挺有尊荣的一种死亡。
We say this person died.For a honorable and glorious purpose.
我们会说这个人是为了一个荣耀的一个令人尊荣的这样的一个目的去死的。
But a crucifixion was never honorable.
但是呢，这个十字架这种刑罚从来都不是说有光荣，不是光荣的。
I have heard many people say, and it may be true, that the crucifixion was the most painful way to die.
那我听到很多人讲说，这个十字架的这个刑罚可能是一个最痛苦的死亡方式。
That may be true, but that's not actually the reason the Romans chose that way to execute traitors.
但是呢，可能的可能是，但是那个却不是说罗马人他为什么用这种方式来处死这个叛国者。
They chose it because it was the most shameful way to die.
因为他们之所以选择这个方式，这是一个最令人羞耻的死亡方式。
The person was stripped naked.
那个人呢，就赤身裸体，就是说把衣服都给了扒光了。
That was shameful, especially in a Jewish culture.
那尤其那是很令人羞耻的，尤其是在这个犹太人的文化里边。
And I should have put a picture, maybe I can do this next week, but I should have put a picture of a cross up for you.
也许下次课我可以给你们放一张当时的那个十字架的图片。
Because we often imagine, I don't know, can you see me now?
Yes.
Did I? Okay. We often imagine the people very low and a cross high up in the air.
我们通常想象的就是人站的位置很低，这个十字架呢，就是一个很高的一个地方。
The cross was only a little higher than the people.
实际上呢，这个十字架呢，只是比这个在那里现场的观刑的这些人呢高一点点。
The people standing there were just a little ways from the person who was dying, and they would scream at them and mock them and even spit in their face.
然后呢，其实那个就是这个观刑的这些人呢，他们其实比十字架的人，他们就离得很近，只比他们高一点点。然后这些人可以就是嘲笑他们，甚至往他们的脸上吐口水。
All of this was part of the shame of this death.
这一切都是这个死亡的，伴随这个死亡的耻辱。
Psalm 22.Prophesies the crucifixion.
在诗篇二十二篇，其实就是预言了这个十字架的这种刑罚酷刑。
All who see me mock me. Verse 7.
那所有看到凡看见我的都耻笑我。
It was shameful.
那是非常令人耻辱的。
Paul says it is a stumbling block to the Jews.
保罗说在有这个钉十字架的基督在犹太人为绊脚石。
You see, back in Deuteronomy, Moses wrote this.
在生命记上摩西这么说。
A hanged man is cursed by God.
一个被挂在树上的都是被咒诅的。
And so the Jews said,The Messiah can't be crucified.
然后犹太人就说，弥赛亚是不可能被钉十字架的。
Can you imagine ever calling a person an honest liar?
你能想象你叫一个人是一个尊荣的、高尚的骗子、高尚的说谎者吗？
Or a cowardly hero?
或者是一个胆小的英雄吗？
It's impossible.
那是不可能的。
And to a Jew, a crucified Messiah was just as impossible.
所以对犹太人他们的观念来讲，一个被钉十字架的弥赛亚就是完全就是不可能的。
A person, according to Deuteronomy, a person who had been crucified was under God's curse.
根据生命记，一个被挂的人在神面前是受咒诅的。
How?Could that be the Messiah?
那样的怎么可以成为弥赛亚呢？
Paul says it's a stumbling block to the Jews and it is folly, a joke to the Gentiles.
就是保罗就说这在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，就是一个笑谈，就是一个笑话。
If someone came to you and said, you remember this criminal who was, killed in the electric chair?
如果有人到你面前来说，哎，你记得那个被电椅处死的那个罪犯吗？
They were actually the Lord of the universe.
他实际上呢，是宇宙的这个主宰。
You would say, you must be crazy.
你肯定说你脑子进水了。
The same way, and that's the painting that I showed you,
这个就是我刚才向你展示的这幅图画。
In the same way, For a Christian to say to a Roman, to a Greek, this person who was crucified is actually the Lord of the universe.
就好像基督徒去敬拜的说这个被钉十字架的这个人他是宇宙的创造主。
They said, that's crazy.
他们说那你们真是发疯了。
We must always start our understanding of the cross with its shame and it's the disgrace.
我们对十字架的理解要开始于就是这个十字架所代表的这种耻辱还有这个羞耻。
But then everything turns around.
然后接着呢每件事情就整个转变翻转过来。
If I jump from Corinthians to Revelation,
如果我从哥林多前书跳到这个启示录
John sees into heaven.
约翰能在天上看到
And he sees the people gathered around worshiping.
他就看到人们就是人群聚集起来敬拜
And who are they worshiping?
他们在敬拜谁呢?
The Lamb who was slain.
曾被杀的羔羊。
You see, in the eyes of the world, Christians had everything backwards.
在世界人的眼中,这个基督徒他们所有的一切都正好是好像颠倒过来的。
And I want you to think as I say this, I want you to think about our world today.
我想让大家来思想一下我们今天所处的世界
And see if it's not the same.
是不是同样的呢?
If you were a Roman,
如果你是罗马人,
Romans gloried in power.
这个罗马人他们就是觉得是有能力,有权柄,这样子才是有荣耀的。
They were proud of their military strength.
他们非常以自己的这个军事力量引以为荣。
Their money.
他们的钱财他们的财富。
Their strength.
他们的力量。
In fact, to a Roman, the idea of humility was silly.
对罗马人来讲这个谦卑就是很愚拙的。
If someone was humble, it meant they were weak.
如果有人他是谦卑的就是他就是其实他就是个软弱的软弱无力的。
The Romans gloried in their power.
所以罗马人呢他们觉得荣耀的是他们的权柄能力。
But listen to what Paul writes, 2 Corinthians 12.
我们来听但是保罗是怎么来描述在哥林多后书12章。
I will boast of my weakness.
他说所以他说我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
That went completely opposite.
那个是
Roman world.
这对罗马世界来讲这是完全相反的。
And it goes opposite to our world.
这对我们现在的世界也是相反的。
Now, I understand that we are a Chinese church.
我了解这是我们是华人教会。
And so we are used to saying, oh, I am nobody, I am very weak.
我们就是经常会说哎呀我这个人没什么我什么都不是。
But we don't mean it.
但是我们并不是真正的是这么想的。
And the reason I know that we don't mean it.
我之所以知道你我们并不是真这么想是因为
is that if someone says, oh yes, I agree with you, you really are very bad.
如果有人对你说是的你们的确是挺糟糕的。
We will be shocked and offended.
然后我们就会觉得被冒犯被得罪然后也很震惊。
Our world glories in power.
我们的世界所引以为荣的也是这种权柄能力。
No politician will ever run for president and say this.
没有一个竞选总统的人会说。
If I am elected, I will be very weak.
如果我被选上了，那我会很软弱。
I don't have much wisdom.
我没有多少智慧。
I don't have much power.
我也没有很大的权柄能力。
That person could never be elected.
那个人肯定不会被选上。
A politician says, look at how wonderful I am.
然后呢，政治家都会向你说，你看我多棒。
That's how the Romans thought.
那也是罗马人怎么思想的。
But Christians rejoiced in weakness.
但是基督徒却以自己的软弱夸口。
Rome, the Greeks trusted in wisdom.
那个有希腊人呢，他们所信靠的呢，他们所在意的是智慧。
But Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
但是保罗呢，在哥林多前书第二章说，
Your faith does not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
我们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
You see, this is what the Christians understood.
这个是基督徒所明白的。
Back to the verse that I read.
回到我刚才所读的经节。
Jesus did not accomplish his mission despite the cross. It was not a hindrance to his mission.
就是主耶稣完成他的这个使命，不是说是就是没有这个十字架，那个对他来讲不是一个阻碍。
He accomplished his mission through the cross.
他成就他的使命是通过十字架。
The cross became for the church a symbol of victory.
十字架对教会来讲成了一个得胜的标志。
And so John sees every believer from all nations worshiping the Lamb who was slain.
所以约翰就看到了从各族各方来的这个信徒在敬拜曾被杀的羔羊。
Now let me try to explain why that became so important for the Christians.
让我来解释一下为什么这个对基督徒如此的重要。
You see, the cross is a symbol that we grew up with.
然后呢，这个十字架作为一个记号呢，我们从小到大就这样看着长大的。
We take it for granted.
我们就觉得这个是理所当然的。
But I want to think especially, why was it glory?
我想大家来思想，为特别的来思想，为什么这是荣耀呢？
And the answer is found in two words.
这个答案就在于两个词。
We are looking at the Apostles' Creed.
我们现在在看使徒信经。
But I told you that in the 4th century, around 325, there was a second creed written called the Nicene Creed.
然后呢，有在公元325年有另外一个信经称为尼西亚信经。
The Nicene Creed added some words to expand and explain parts of the Apostles' Creed.
然后呢，尼西亚信经就扩展加了一些词句，它是就是来解释使徒信经里边的一些词句的意义。
And right here, the Nicene Creed added two words.
就在这里呢，这个尼西亚信经呢，它加了两个词。
Was crucified for us.
他为我们被钉十字架。
Isaiah had promised that the Messiah would come to suffer not for his sins, but for our sins.
以赛亚他预言说，弥赛亚会来为受苦，不是为了他自己的罪，而是为了我们的罪受苦。
Surely he has borne our griefs.
他诚然担当我们的忧患。
Carried our sorrows.
背负我们的痛苦。
He was pierced for our transgressions.
他为我们的过犯受害。
He was crushed for our iniquity.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
All through the New Testament.
所以通过整个新约。
we see this idea that he suffered for us.
我们就看到这个就是这个整个的一个概念观念，就是他是为了我们的罪受伤害。
When I was planning the calendar for this class, I did not plan it this way.
当我来做这个我们这个课程计划的时候呢，我实际上不是这样计划的。
But we are studying this lesson at exactly the right time.
但是呢，我开始这个我们这个课程呢是在这个一个正确的时间，一个合适的时间开始的。
Sunday will be Palm Sunday.
星期天呢，这个星期天就是那个棕榈日了。
And then the next week is what we call Holy Week or Passion Week.
然后最后再过一周就是受难周，或者我们称为圣周。
Unfortunately,
不幸的是,
for many Christians and for many churches,
对很多教会很多基督徒,
they come to church on Palm Sunday and they celebrate waving palms.
星期天呢,他们来庆祝这个棕榈日,他们就是这样手摇棕树枝。
And they come back the next Sunday and they celebrate, he is risen indeed.
然后到下个星期天就是复活日，我们就说他真的复活了。
And we miss the reality of that week in between.
但是呢，我们却错失掉、漏掉了这星期的这个真实性，中间这个受难周的真实性。
I'll talk more about this next Monday.
下个星期一我会讲更多的。
But I really encourage you over that week to read through the crucifixion story.
然后我真的是在you mean the Passion Week, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
尤其是在受难周，我非常的鼓励大家去读耶稣的这个受难，这个被钉十字架。
Read about his suffering.
真的是来读说他的这个受苦。
Read about the crowds mocking him as he goes to the cross.
然后呢，去看当他去走向十字架的时候，这个人群对他的这种嘲笑。
And as painful as this is,
就是有那么痛苦。
Realize that if we had been there,
意识到如果我们在那里。
We would have been in the crowd.
我们就是那个人群中的一员。
We sometimes fool ourselves into thinking, "Ah, I would have been faithful."
我们有的时候就欺骗自己，就会说，我会对神忠心的。
I don't think so.
但是我不这样认为。
Read the crucifixion story and understand he did this.For us.
然后当我们读这个主耶稣被钉十字架的这个过程的时候，这个经历让我们知道他做这一切是为了我。
This comes all the way through the New Testament.
这个在新约里边就是一直在这样重复的讲。
Jesus says to his disciples,
主耶稣对他的门徒说，
The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
He says, I'm the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep.
他说我是好牧人，为他的羊舍命。
And at the Last Supper, he says to his disciples, This is my body which is given for you.
在最后的晚餐，他说这是我的身体为你们舍的。
And so when the bishops at the Nicene Council revised the creed, they added the words, He died for us.
所以在尼西亚那个信经制定的时候呢，这些教父们聚在一起，他们就加上了这个词是为我们的罪孽，为我们被钉十字架。
This is the background for something very important that Paul teaches in Galatians.
这个就是保罗教导写哥林 就是加拉太书的背很重要的背景。
I told you that the Jewish people were saying to Christians, Jesus can't be the Messiah.
我告诉前面讲到说犹太人对基督徒说耶稣不可能是弥赛亚。
He was under God's curse.
他在神面前是受咒诅的。
And so Paul writes to the Galatians who are hearing this.
所以保罗写信给加拉太的基督徒就是他们听到的一种说法。
And he says two things.
他说两件事。
Number one, he says, okay, you can quote Deuteronomy.
第一就是说你们可以引用这个申命记。
I'll quote Deuteronomy too.
那我就可以引用申命，我也会引用申命记。
And so in Galatians 3, he quotes from Deuteronomy.
所以呢，他在加拉太书里边也引用了申命记。
It is written.
他说律法上经上记着说
Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things in the law.
说凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的就被咒诅。
I can imagine Paul.
我没法想象保罗。
I always think he looked like Pastor Shi.
我有时候总是想，保罗可能看起来是像许牧师。
Full of fire.
就是好像这个充满了这个能这个精力。
And I imagine Paul.
我想象这个保罗。
Saying to his secretary, write this down.
然后对他的秘书把这个写下来。
They said that Jesus is under a curse because of he hung on a cross.
他们说那个耶稣是被咒诅的，因为他被挂在十字架上。
Write this verse down right now. Write it.
现在你就把这句话赶快写下来。
Cursed is everyone who doesn't keep every single law.
如果这个人呢，他没有遵行律法的每一条诫命，他就是被咒诅的。
And maybe his secretary stops and says, wait a minute, that's everybody.
然后呢秘书可能停下来说哎，等一下你这就把所有人都包括进去了。
Write it down.
写下来。
That's what it says.
那就是这个律法书上所记载的所写的。
Everybody is under the curse because everyone has broken the law.
因为每个人都违背了律法所以每个人其实都是被咒诅的，都是在下，都是被咒诅的。
The law cannot justify us.
律法没有办法让我们称义。
All it can do is bring God's judgment.
他所有能做的就是带来神，招致神的审判。
And I imagine Paul's poor secretary.
然后我就想象这个保罗可怜的秘书。
Begins to cry.
然后就开始哭了。
But Paul, that means there's no hope.
保罗呀，那样就意味着没有指望，没有盼望。
No one can keep all the law.
因为没有人可以遵守律法的全部。
Are you saying there is no hope?
你说的意思就是没有盼望吗？
And Paul begins to smile.
然后这时候保罗开始微笑。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
基督救赎我们脱离了律法的咒诅。
And get this, by becoming a curse for us.
基督就是为我们成了咒诅。
And then he quotes the verse that those Jewish people were quoting, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
然后他也在这时候他开始引用这些犹太人经常引用的说的这句经文就是凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
As we come into Passion Week, I want you to understand the glory of this.
当我们接近这个受难周的时候我想让大家看到这个有多么的荣耀。
Paul says, yes, you are right. He is under a curse.
你是对的。 基督耶稣他是被咒诅的。
But it was the curse that belonged to us.
但是他的那个咒诅本来，他所承受的咒诅本来应该是我们承受的。
This is how he says it to the Corinthians.
这是保罗对哥林多教会的人说的。
God made him to be sin who knew no sin.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
So that in
him
we might become the righteousness of God.
好叫我们在神里边成为神的义，在他里面成为神的义。
I know I've already quoted this to you before, but I love it and I will quote it again and probably some more.
我以前对引用过这句经文，但是我特别喜欢这一句，我可能以后还会引用。
John Calvin said, this is the wonderful exchange.
加尔文说这个是奇妙的交换。
He became sin.
他成为罪。
So that we could become righteous.
所以我们可以成为义人。
He became poor.
他成为贫穷。
So that we could be rich.
他取了我们的贫穷，所以我们可以成为富足。
He took on our folly so that we could have his wisdom.
他取了我们的愚拙，所以我们可以成为智慧。
And then in one of the most beautiful pictures, this doesn't come from Calvin, but a beautiful picture of this.
然后一个非常美好奇妙的一个图像，这个图片就是
You remember on the cross that Jesus cries out, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我们记得耶稣在十字架上呼喊说，我的父，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
Jesus experienced the horror of God forsakenness.
耶稣经历了被神弃绝的这种可怕，这种恐怖。
So that we could experience fellowship with God.
好叫我们可以经历和神的这种相交。
Think about this for a moment.
你想一下。
On the cross,
在十字架上。
In his humanity,
在耶稣的这个人性里面，
Jesus felt that God had forsaken him.
他耶稣感受到了神离弃了他。
He felt that he was separated from God.
他感受了到了他和神就是隔绝了。
And here is what is wonderful.
但是奇妙的是
Because of our sin, we were separated from God.
我们因为自己的罪和神隔绝。
The feeling that Jesus experienced on the cross was our reality.
耶稣在十字架上所经历的这种一切的这一切，其实本来是对我们是真实的，本来应该是我们经历的。
He took on our forsakenness.
他就是担当了我们的这种被弃绝。
So that
被神弃绝。
We can walk into God's presence.
好叫我们可以进到神的面前。
That is absolutely amazing.
这个是我们无法想象令人惊奇的。
Hebrews, the book of Hebrews says that you and I can come into the very presence of God at any time.
这个希伯来书告诉我们说，你和我，我们可以坦然无惧的随时来到施恩宝座前。
The only way we are able to do that is because Jesus took on the forsakenness, the curse that was ours.
这唯一我们可以能够进到神面前，就是因为耶稣他担待了我们应该被神弃绝那种 这样子的咒诅，他担待了这一切。
I'm going to pause here until next week.
那我就现在先暂停下来，到下星期再继续。
I know it's a little early, but I want to take separate next week. But here's where I want you to think.
我想下个星期再细讲。这里我想让大家思想的是。
Please don't jump straight to Easter this year.
今年呢，不要直接就跳到这个复活节。
Now, Easter should be a wonderful celebration.
复活节应该是一个很棒的、很好、令人兴奋的一个庆祝。
I don't think we will sing songs about the crucifixion on Easter. It's about resurrection.
在复活节的时候，我们不会来唱这个就是关于这个钉十字架的歌曲，我们会唱庆祝的歌曲，庆祝的圣诗。
Before Easter.
但是在复活节之前。
Take some time to read about the crucifixion.
就花一些时间来读关于主耶稣的这个钉十字架的这个受苦受难。
And take some time to think about what he did for us.
去来思想，来默想他为我们所做的。
Back in the 19th century, a pastor from England wrote this.
在19世纪，有一位英国的牧师这样写道。
Who delivered Jesus to die?
是谁把耶稣交出去让他死呢？
And he said it was not Judas.
不是犹大。
Some people say Judas did it for money. He said, no, it was not Judas.
有人就说那个犹大为了钱这样做的。他说不是犹大。
Some people say it was Pilate and he did it for fear.
然后有人说是比拉多因为他害怕。
And this English pastor said, no, it was not Pilate.
这位英国牧师说也不是比拉多。
Some people say it was the Jews and they did it out of envy and jealousy.
有人说这是这个犹太人的领袖因为他们嫉妒。
He said, no, it was not the Jews.
这位牧师说也不是犹太人。
Who delivered Jesus to die?
谁把耶稣交出去让他死呢?
It was the Father, and he did it for love.
这是父神，他这样做是出于爱。
Next week, we're going to look more at what this means for us.
下个星期我们来更仔细的来看，就是这对我们意味着什么。
But for this week, as we come into Easter, would you think about his sacrifice?
当我们接近复活节的时候，我们是不是就是鼓励大家来思想主耶稣为我们的牺牲。
And especially those two words that come from the Nicene Creed.
尤其是这两句出于尼西亚信经的那两个词。
And I think this is the right slide, although I can't read the Chinese.
I think not.
Is that it?
Yes, yes.This is Isaiah.
For us.
Yeah. 为我们英文可能就是两个词，中文是三个词，为我们。
He was crucified for us.
被钉十字架。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you for your sacrifices.
主啊，我们为你，为我们所做的牺牲感谢。
There was no way we could pay the price for our sin.
我们没有办法为我们的自己的罪过来赎罪。
But you paid it because you love us.
因为你爱我们，你为我们付了代价。
God, would you help us to see the wonder of your sacrifice?
求你让我们能看到你的牺牲，你的献祭的这种奇妙。
To see the wonder of your love.
让我们看到你，你慈爱的奇妙。
And to live lives that are grateful for your sacrifice.
让我们活出来一个因为你为我们的牺牲所有的这种充满感恩的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.